and welcome to this Lighthouse Church podcast, where you can catch up on our talks from Sunday gatherings. We're a church at East Lothian, seeking to follow Jesus, build community, and make a difference.
Thank you. My name's Caleb. First time speaking to you guys, but it's good to see you. It's good to be a part of New Wine Community. So we got together and we wanted to today talk about encouragement. So we wanted to share a bit of what we thought about it, hopefully to impart some of that back to you as we engage in a conversation together about that in just a little bit. So we thought our ultimate encouragement, of course, comes from God, who takes upon our burden, sees us through life, and promises us every good thing in eternity. It's from his many blessings that flows out of who he is, his character, that we're able then to share in those things together. All people go through difficult times, and even just a little bit of encouragement can go really far away. It's easy to become weighed down and want to throw in the towel. The straw that breaks the camel's back does so because the camel was already overburdened to begin with, and it just took a little bit more to push them over the edge. Maybe you've noticed someone like that who seems a bit on edge, somebody who couldn't handle something else or who wants to kind of give up and quit. Maybe they're irritable. Maybe they're sad or visibly angry or upset. That person could use some encouragement, and it happens to all of us. Encouragement, literally to make strong, is to give courage to another person and can be done in many ways. Like for someone running a marathon. I don't know if you saw the one going on this morning. My family and I went across the street, not because we were running, but because we went to Bain's. We hid all our snacks, not to be a discouragement to those running past, seeing our donuts or our morning rolls in hand, but I think they probably knew what we were up to. They're pretty focused too, sweat dripping down, knees buckling, heart pumping, and it meant the world to them when they came aside and saw their close ones cheering them on, saying, "You can do it, keep going, you're awesome." And you could tell they'd pick up their pace a little bit and their stride would go wide. Life is like this, it's like a race, and Paul himself says so multiple places in the Bible. Encouragement functions in ways for us as people. We say some of these might include that it reminds us of God's goodness and his own presence. In Matthew 28:20, Jesus told his disciples, "And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age." Imagine their situation too. They're about to go out into the unknown, leave the familiar behind. So goodbye, Preston Pans, or their version of it. And face persecution, uncertainty, and fear. But Jesus reminded them, "You are not alone, I am with you." And when things feel unbearable, he has you. And that's an important truth we can use to encourage one another. Maybe you felt like the disciples before, starting a new job, moving to a new place, facing a problem bigger than you can handle on your own. A simple reminder that God is with you can turn your fear, or someone else's, into courage. Encouragement also strengthens us in trials. Paul, sitting in a prison, wrote to the Philippians saying, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." A very famously quoted verse for a good reason. It's really encouraging that you can do anything with Christ's help. And sometimes I need to be reminded of that. Even Paul, when he was facing that persecution and imprisonment himself, was able to draw upon God's strength and return that as encouragement, even in really hard times, to other people. We also use encouragement to build up the body of Christ. In 1 Thessalonians 5:11, it says, "Encourage one another and build each other up." This is more than just saying nice words, we said. It's about creating community where no one feels forgotten. Because you're not forgotten. God never forgets his people. It's not just about avoiding hurtful words or actions either, though that's part of it. It's about actively participating in what God is building, being a construction worker in his kingdom. Encouragement is a vital tool in this construction, and truth and love are the means with which the tool is applied. taking the love you've received from him and using it to build, strengthen, and enable others. It's also about learning to be helped by others and being willing to help yourself. It's not assuming that everyone's doing fine on their own, but embracing that we are meant to live life together, take an active role in each other's lives. Encouragement isn't just something we give once and expect everything to be fine either. That's not that simple. It's a lifestyle. If Kelly just said, my wife over there, sorry to pick on you, and she doesn't do this, of course, but if she were just to say, I love you, but not show it in any other way, I'd have a really hard time trusting that that were true. Encouragement comes in many forms. As a parent, I take an active role in my kids' development and in their life. Now, as kids, we're all probably familiar with being encouraged not to do something. That don't play with that jellyfish, maybe often reiterated. But if they were to be stung, I hope we wouldn't just say, I told you so, although some of us might fit that in there. We'd care for them too, sit with them in their pain, and pray for their healing when we've done all we can. For those struggling in their faith, we encourage them away from danger and invite them back into the safety that's found in God, his ways, and his community as a lighthouse. So let's take a moment to share together what encouraging means literally in our own reality just now.